This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Big Ten's number one overall seed, the Michigan State Spartans, sent the Oregon Ducks packing in Indianapolis this morning. 74-64, as heard right here on The Fan.
Indeed.
Sparty rolls, the number seven team in the country, looking like they're going to be a two seed in the tourney, but could they be a team that moves into the one line due to the injury to Cooper Flagg?
Indeed.
What is going to happen? That Michigan State team, all season long, they've been really damn good.
They're just methodical, and the big part of that is that Jace Richardson, who wasn't great out of the gate, has become great. He has launched himself into a firm lottery position. For those that don't know, Jace Richardson, son of Jason Richardson, former NBA player for the Suns and Warriors, very explosive athlete. His son is a little bit smaller, not quite as bouncy as dad. Dad, I think, had a 47-inch vertical, if I remember right. He was a dunking monster. But he has become electric off the bounce on his jumper. And it looks so pretty because he's left-handed. It's just fun to watch him play. But as he has started to figure this out, it's Izzo's got a group again. That's really what this comes down to.
That team has every marker of a Tom Izzo team that is a Final Four team or an Elite Eight team. Teams that make the deep runs. They're balanced offensively. They don't rely on one guy to score. They don't need to rely on one guy to score. They are suffocating defensively, mm-hmm. physical as hell, and they just kind of put you in the blender for 40 minutes. And that is so hard to do, and so few coaches can get a team to collectively buy in and do that. But this Michigan State team, it looks like that's who they are. And that's a scary team. In the regular season, scary team come tournament time. But oftentimes what we see is that those types of teams, a la Tom Thibodeau coach teams, mm-hmm. they run out of gas. And will this Michigan State team run out of gas? That's going to be the big question. But they do play a deeper rotation than a lot of the teams that do this. Because the teams that like to play this way in this style, they'll only play like seven guys. And they're going to say, we're going to run our guys into the ground. Today, you saw 10 guys play for Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who they are, man.
Yeah, and there's something else that kind of comes along with this. Jeremy Fears, not to be confused with Jeremiah Fears, who is at Oklahoma and will be a lottery pick point guard. But Jeremy Fears is a sophomore point guard for them, and there's some real floor general stuff to him. I knew he was still right around there. He's fallen off ever so slightly. He's no longer top five in the nation in assist rate. He's seventh.
Mm.
He is a guy. He is basically a 40% assist rate. Mm. Like he is. When you look at college basketball teams, Purdue's Braden Smith won the Big Ten Player of the Year. He's number one in the nation in assist rate. Like it, when you have these guys, when you talk about markers for teams that can make runs, upperclassmen, 3-point shooting, point guard play, rebounding. And when you kind of highlight those, You look at Purdue, Braden Smith, Mo Odom is second in NCAA basketball in assist rate, and again, keep kind of one of those guys in your head. Ryan Nemhard is fifth at Gonzaga. Zakai Ziegler at Tennessee is sixth. Like in Michigan State, when Tom Izzo has one of those kind of point guards, you kind of start going back to the Mateen Cleaves era, yep. And you're like, oh, yeah, they do pretty good with those types. And now he's got a backcourt between him and Jace Richardson, who is incredibly electric. And unfortunately for the Ducks, they ran into a Michigan State team that is, like you said, incredibly aggressive defensively. They get after you. And Jackson Selsted had a bad day. Biddle was able to control and be incredibly dominant, but nobody else in the perimeter could get going.
I think that loss is, we talked about this yesterday, losing a game before the tournament, Oregon had won 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. That's a heater that the Ducks were on. You cool off, get to regroup, and stay a little bit more fresh, and then you got the tourney. And they have the markers of team that will play really tough in the tournament. Final 5 minutes of the half, final 5 minutes of the game, that's where they thrive. And if Shellstad, you know, stays cold, that'll be a problem.
Yeah, that's
the reality,
the one
is he hasn't.
Kind of bugaboo for Oregon is there is a little mild streakiness to their 3-point shooting, and if because they aren't a great
mildness, that's very light. Putting that,
yeah. Well, I would say over the last 15 games, they've been significantly more consistent from three, mm-hmm, than prior to that because
I think I saw somebody say that Michigan was the 339th ranked 3-point shooting team in the country.
Michigan or Michigan State?
Michigan State.
There's some volatility to them for sure, and you're really not. You don't really have anybody outside of Jace Richardson who's going to get them up in volume.
And they came out today and shot 46.7%.
But again, it's only 15 attempts. That's the thing. Like, but the difference there is the 29 free throws. They doubled up Oregon from the line.
They're so physical.
They just get downhill and they've got real dudes.
Something to keep an eye on though, as it pertains to Oregon now being bounced out of the Big Ten tournament and where their seeding is going to be. Oregon may be one of the teams that gets bounced a line up or down based on how far BYU goes. Okay. BYU won yesterday in the Big 12 tournament. They play number 2 Houston. Okay. The problem with BYU is that they cannot play on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this before that teams will get bumped up or down a line to try and get BYU on a Thursday, Saturday.
Yep.
And so that is like one of those, just play on Sundays, yeah, right? But obviously you're not going to tell the Mormon church no on that one. Kind of a big one.
Yeah.
So Oregon's line could be affected based on how far BYU goes, because if they get to the point where they are a 4 seed, there could be a team that gets bumped down, and Oregon could get their seeding a little bit wonky there based on what happens with BYU.
Right now,
not saying that it would, but there's a possibility because in almost everywhere you look, they're both either 4s or 5 seeds.
Right now, Lenardi has them as a 5 seed, and here's what would be great for them in this instance. They would be in the South region, but they would open up in Seattle.
Yeah.
So they basically have a quasi-home game.
Yeah. And that's what they try to make you regionalized. And the other Seattle, I think the Seattle region, I was looking at this the other day.
Oregon, Arizona.
Lenardi had it. It would be Oregon, UC San Diego, which is that's actually a really fun team if you haven't been following along. Arizona, Lipscomb, Ole Miss, Liberty, Purdue, and Akron would all be coming out west. So that would be the Seattle pod.
That's a pretty good group. It's a pretty good group.
Yeah, there's going to be some really good teams up there if that is in fact where the Ducks end up falling. I mean, you probably have a lot of Husky fans that are just going to go and boo Oregon just because.
Yeah.
But that's what you sign up for,
sure?
Huh? They're not going to be playing in the tournament, so they got to have something to do.
Pew pew pew.
They were bad this year, so. Everything in the Big Ten tournament, though, to this point, has been straight chalk. That could be changing, though, as the fifth-seeded Wisconsin Badgers have a lead over the 4-seed UCLA Bruins right now.
Yeah, just going to sneak right past you here. Oh.
What?
Just going to sneak right past you here.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh.
Excuse me there.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't mean to ruffle your feathers there. But 1 through 8 all advance to the quarterfinals. 1 beats the 8 seed in Oregon today. So all chalk so far in the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, we have Surrender Cobras. We have real worry going on here as Wichita State has closed the gap now. It's 3-point game with Memphis with 26 seconds to go.
To go Shockers, huh?
I told you, man, this was shaping up to be a good game.
Go Shockers.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.